Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
For your family that is suffering from COVID-19, that nothing else or no one else can help, but only the power of God can help. And for those of you that are logging in who do not belong to any denomination, and those of you that are listening in from the prison and also the hospital, maybe some home, you're on the edge of leaving each other, heated words and heated arguments, injuries sustained at home because of that domestic violence, or maybe the children. In the recent case in Fiji, very high on the rebellious children that is happening around Fiji. You may be one of that family that you don't know how to control your child. Or you may be one of that child that you're actually listening today and listening to us. Look, take this moment. It's not going to be long. We grab 20 minutes of your time. It is a 1 hour program. But if you can, stand still and just listen. Because this God has never failed. Or maybe you're not choosing. You know, the walk that you have chosen for yourself. That's not your destination. God never meant that for you. Whatever that you're going through, depression, or some of you may be at the edge of committing suicide. I was sharing in the office, there was a particular senior producer of ours, and he said that he was sharing to this particular friend of his that was ready to commit suicide, had everything. You may have everything, but that peace, no one else can give you. Only God can give you that peace. You may have money, you may have the status that you're looking for. You may look good, you have your family. Yes, you're right. But that depression, you need to renounce it. You need to fight it. You need to tell it to live your life. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong with you. So you come around to Matanico, okay, go to be Martin on a Kiriko. Kakuni Kubarong, the Tigono to Matingori. Kakuni Kubarong, Kaiwe Koyamin bit and Anomu. To that can get Kaiwe Koyamin bit. Kako Malumalumu, Tablemo was Sivara Nevamu. Wherever you are, don't accept the fact that you're going to be like that. You trust in the power of the word of God, because our God can do all things. Well, with the testimonies, my heart has just been blessed with the testimonies. If you're just joining us for the TV program today, I would like to invite you, go back to the New Methodist page and listen to those testimonies shared this morning. Very powerful, very powerful. Listen to those testimonies of what God had done. Not going to do, had done. Not going to happen, done. It's done. So hear them and say to your life, it can be yours, it can happen to you. So join us today with a good open heart and capture the volume that God has for you.
Hallelujah. Also greeting to those of you that are struggling in this life. Amen. Those of you are in the edge of leaving one another. We take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a day that the Christian around the world, they celebrate the victory from the tomb. Hallelujah. When you go to the tomb, it is written there, he is risen.
Oh, hallelujah.
He is not here. He has risen. That means the God that we serve is no longer in the tomb. He's no longer on the cross. He's sitting at the right hand side of God. And he said, lo and behold, I will be with you to the end of age. Regardless of the system that is coming your way, I am with you. Regardless of the mountain you're climbing, he said, I am with you. Regardless of the empty fridge, he said, I am with you. Regardless of the storm, he said, I'm with you. Behold, I will be with you to the end of time. That means God is with you. God is before you. God is behind you. God is beside you. God is over you. And God is supports you. Because he is according to his word. My word that I say, that will never return void. It will do. It will exceed abundantly. Because he is God. He's not a man to lie. Nor a son of man to change his mind. That means when you believe in him, nothing is impossible with him. Nothing is impossible. If that's why David said, I can kill the giant. I already done it to a bear. I already done it to the lion. I will kill this giant. I will remove his head from his body, because my God is with me. My friend that you're listening today, whether you're listening from Tuvalu, you're listening from Marshall Island, you're listening from Hawaii, regardless where you are, his name is Shama. He's a God that can do it. He's a God that is with you, because he is God. Oh. Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Kanibolotambu, the time that the angel come and the stone roll and the soldiers fall, because it was the time for him to come out. The tomb cannot stop him. The pilot and his army cannot stop him. The Roman soldiers cannot stop him. It is a time that he's coming out. And when he's coming out, for you to stand up. The coming out of Jesus is for Christian to stand up, because he's in you. Greater is the one who is in you than the one out there in the world. Oh. Amen.
Oh.
His time. He was waiting for his time. Just like in Cana in Galilee, he was waiting for his time. That the water will change into wine. Your problem will change to praise. Your worship can change to enjoyment because his time. He's the God of season and all the season, whether it's a winter, whether it's a summer, whether it's an autumn, whether it's a spring. He is God. He changed not. Hallelujah. The whole world is afraid of COVID. Amen. But the Lord said in Isaiah 43, if you go through waters, it will not harm you. If you go through fire, it will not burn you. Because my God is with me. He's in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king Nebuchadnezzar said, did we put three people into this fire furnace? They said, yes, sir, three. Yes, sir, three. But what is this? What is happening? I can see four walking free, but the fourth one,
no.
He already come out into fire. He can come out of the tomb. He can walk on the water. He can be with the Israelites for 40 years. 40 years in the desert. He was the water in the rock. He was the manna from heaven. He was the one that separated the Red Sea. He was the one that stopped the Jordan River. He was the one that made Jericho fall. My, come on, my. He has risen. Ruatolu. Ruatolu. He has risen. Tell your neighbor, 2, 3. He has risen. Tell the other neighbor. He has risen. And if he's arise, why you are sitting down? If he's arise, why you are keeping still? He's coming out of the tomb. The stone has to make way. Roman Empire has to make way. The nation after nation, because he's coming, he's coming. My God is coming. Yes, he's coming. And the whole world will make a way, because he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Don't sit down, Christian. This is the time that you show the world that our God is alive. They try to snap him, they nail him, they kill him, they bury him, they watch over him. But the time come, I'm coming back. The Jesus in the tomb is the Jesus living alive today.
Wow.
You can take a seat, take a seat. Take a seat. We're just starting, we're just starting. We're just starting that he has risen. Amen. Amen. A roll Navatu, which is take 20 to 30 people to shift. A roll. On a roll kinabatu to gendamo somura kairoma sotia. Seliwa uginamoto. The stone roll and the soldiers fall because he's coming. The stone are your barriers. The soldiers are your enemies. They will make a way when God is within you. They just have to move. They can't stand the God that's inside of you. They cannot stand his power, his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Tikongwana Nisero, there's bubbling, in my soul. I can't keep quiet. I can't keep still. I can't sit down. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorry, we're not going to go.
Hallelujah.
Here. That thing you must know. You must know. You must know that. Hallelujah. The story that you are saying, somebody is walking with your talanoa. You're just full of a sad story. They nail him. They crucify him. They accuse him. But somebody, that somebody is joining you along the road because he wants you to enjoy your meal. He wants you to enjoy your life. Sit, sit.
Sit down. Amen. Sengani lewe ni nerolo mengo na kanga ya fresh nga mai from no man from him. They were walking, and this person, what you do? You are so busy talking. He said, "Are you the only person new into Jerusalem that you don't know what happened to this good man Jesus? And what happened to him? They accuse him, they crucify him, they kill him, and they bury him. You remember Mark 8 when Jesus rebuked Peter?" And he said, the church elders will accuse me, rejected me, and they kill me. On the third day, I will rise again. Hallelujah. They were going to change, refresh, and go back to Jerusalem to continue mourning. And that person came and joined them. Somebody want to join you along the road. Somebody is with you on the road. Hallelujah. That somebody has been with us for the last 19 years. For the last 19 years as we walk this walk. Hallelujah. And when they sat down to have meal and said, can you pray for the food?
Hallelujah.
When they finished praying and he was gone. The tiredness, the weary in their body, the empty in their stomach. They were going to refresh.
Hallelujah.
They were going to have bath. The Bible says they stood up. The Bible didn't say they finished their food. The Bible says, as soon as they saw that this man was not there, which is Jesus, they stood up and ran all the way to Jerusalem. They ran all the way from Nasinu Market to Supermarket. You can't stop. You can't
Hallelujah.
Keep still. You can't keep quiet. When the God that walks through the stone, the God that walks through the soldiers, the God that walks through the cross, the God that walks through humiliation, that comes into your life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you excited when Jesus is...
Yo.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited every time you talk about Jesus.
Oh,
every time you talk about this name, the name that is above every name. Philippians chapter 2, the name that is given to mankind and is above every name, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. There is no other name given from heaven for people to receive salvation. And it's the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you'll step on scorpions and snakes. In the name of Jesus, you'll cast out demons and sickness. When you have the name that shakes the world, we have the name that shakes the darkness. That name. Brother. Let us bring it home. They eat flesh of human being with their eyes. The most ferocious cannibals are Fijians. And the gospel of Jesus Christ. Elutu na moto. Boko na lomo. You are the way the world should be. It's because of Jesus. Kenda kawani ngarikau. Kenda kawani tamatanda ulamba. Wakando mumbula wirina tukamo. And because of the name of Jesus, we are the way the world should be. We are the friendliest people on this planet. Not because of swaying palm trees and sandy beaches. The people are not coming because of our nation. You have Bali. You have Sunshine Coast. You have Gold Coast. They are coming here because Jesus in us. Because the friendliness. When they go through town, they shake and everywhere. It's never done in anywhere in the world. We travel around the world. When people see you, nobody bothers about you. But when you see a foreigner in Fiji, here Nimbula, who can do that? It's a Jesus that we're talking about that changes people's life. Hey, Sabernioti. God will use Fiji. God will use Fiji to showcase the world that we will not trust the economy of the Asian Bank or the World Bank or whatever bank, that we will trust in the Word of God. The Bible says, my people who are called by my name, they humble themselves and they pray. They turn away from their wicked ways and they seek my face. The Bible says, I will hear their prayer. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land, because my ears is sensitive, my eyes is focused, and my heart is established. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's why nindwa na ngone ni vitelo ko balangi no mu smile na endotani. Because our forefathers received Jesus. Let us carry on the legacy.
Yes.
Let us take it to another level. Our forefathers, they don't do Bible study. They don't even speak in English. But if God used them, and they take the church to the Western Australia, to the middle of Australia, to the Aborigines. So we're in the Papua New Guinea. You go to villages near Port Moresby, Tikukina Ndonokoro, Erambulu Tukina Rongonibiti. Solomoni, Vanuatu. It was a dark world then. And your forefathers.
Hallelujah.
Let us take Jesus, his kingdom,
hallelujah,
his righteousness to another level. And I believe all the Angasini Lotu of all the Christian denomination, they will agree with what I'm saying today. Let us make it to another level. The Methodist Church, the All Nation, the CMF, the Assemblies of God, the Baptists, the Gospel. It's in your blood. It's in your blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's in his blood that he has the authority to take the gospel to another level. Amen. Kito tiko matangani ko yung barabi. Sa laga tulong mo na, mas masubi ko say, to na darbo, sangay bala mo kimami, mateni to. O sa tulong, gori na no mundingin-dingin. No mundingin-dingin gori. God already opened the way for every vision. Esana itini kaba matani tu etolu na tikina induan rau Dios sabul kalima. Rei koro koro ya ndu nduan nduan undolu nduan rau Dios sabul katolu. Na yanu yanu etolu na rau nianu. Kenan bewa marabi kenan uliwelua kenan gakilo na kenan rano kenan uduai. God has ordained this land. You can't help it. You're born here. And God has ordained us to take the gospel to another level. Hallelujah. So the rays of hope, because Jesus walked out of the tomb. Hallelujah. Rayana tungana sotia rambali wakasuri. Rangai ringa sa toso na batu. Amen. E kanibol tambo arasa andamo somo kinangele mebaka enduana tamata sa lima. O liya baka lima ringa. The power that walks out from the tomb.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Jesus was just walking out. He was just walking out. I can't help it. It is the anointing, it is the power, it is his presence.
Yo.
When you walk with God, everything around you, all your enemies, all the barriers will come tumbling down.
Hallelujah.
Because of the presence of God, because of the power of God, because of the anointing of God.
Hallelujah. Well, we haven't forgotten you, that you're still on. Amen. We are getting away here at the gymnasium. It's such a powerful presence of God here. In your living room, we communicate in every zones. It's such a powerful presence of God here. It was to weekend and on the gasile weekend. Nikoa, he has risen. Gonna sing any to the ketale. Sevada man and renre nimbulo ikolokudurumatiko. Receive your victory today. Today is your victory. Receive your victory. So we came in a lot on a nominee list. Maybe your finances, maybe your relationship, or maybe any other thing that we don't know. School children, your exam is going to happen on Tuesday. Week 12. We came in a high school.
kemane burundam be vechkana mane vitarangi niyotingo gona reality. Yes, we can get so hyped up with the word of God because we know God. But if you don't know God and you're logging in today and you get stuck with your studies and everything, we will need you today to believe that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever weakness you have in any area of your subjects and your studies, I will need you, or we will need you to be with us today. So na mata mo malin, do na mata mo malin, wag ba may? E na mata kani ko, ako kila ko marong ito, mata kani ko iksinilu ni loto. Iko mo kutunga, mo kutunga, mo kutunga. Kima mi marota kati ko nakalong, so na ngonda. Kima ni reto man, isa niya, kila chika na daba, kima mi kapatiko, you don't understand what is happening. Is this the joy of God in here? And the powerful presence of God here. And you've been following us, you've been tuning in, and your Bible say this morning, I don't understand what you people do, but I'm going through this. I know you are tuning in this morning. Yes, for us, this is it. We know this God. We scream, we shout, we yell, we lie down on the floor, we jump, we dance, we sing. But it doesn't mean anything to you. But today I believe you will feel the powerful presence of God to heal your injuries. Trust him. Forget about what you're hearing. Forget about what you're seeing. You just need to believe that this God is there with you. He's there with you. Look, he spoke. He creates you and your husband. The very person that is beating you. He creates him too. You need to trust God. Trust God. And I know you're not living because of your children. Trust God. Call your children. Sit them down. Hold hands. Mention his name. Pray. And ask him to help him. Because he has never failed. He has never failed. The moment will come when you'll watch this again. And you'll hear the screaming. You'll hear the shouting. You will watch the dancing. And you will understand. Because only God can do that. And there may be more of you tuning in this morning. You always say, those are the Christians, fanatics. Yeah. We are crazy for Jesus. We are. And I know it doesn't fit well in the status of work. It doesn't fit well with the high status of business and stakeholders. It doesn't fit well. But there is one thing that we would like to share with you today. The world is round and anything can happen. COVID-19 is a very great example right in your face that this God can do that. And there could be worse case scenario than COVID-19. The moment and the day will come, then you will understand these two Christian fanatics. You will understand what you're hearing every Sunday. You will understand why people are going to God. There is no medicine, there is no healing, there is no education, there is no other thing the world can offer to bring peace to the people that are searching, because only God can do that. So wherever you are tuning in from, you may be doped with drugs. You may be looking at us, doesn't mean anything to you. You may be smoking away with black coffee to get your mind straight because of the hangover that you had last night. You may have a family. When dancing before curfew, end up in another woman's bed. You may be waking up this morning regretting everything that has just happened. This God can do anything. He's a God of restoration. Look, don't keep on standing. Stand up, pick up the pieces. Whatever the leftover pieces of your life, pick them up. Pick them up. Give them to Jesus. He will take those pieces and he will make them whole. Nobody else can, only he. Because he is God, the savior of all savior, the master of everything. And he is with you. Your clothes you're wearing is too far out from you. This God, so close to your heart. Whisper his name. His name is Jesus. Whisper his name. Maybe you're standing on the edge of committing suicide. Whisper his name. Let go of the rope.
Sarong uti weekend, alam mo sa ni Kaluwe, ni Sige ni Kua. Sangay po ka to weekend na nandang dingi-dingi.
kabi kendre bol tambu ko sarmo do ngo bosa kada kabu kinen do na ka satoma tabuku satu to bate kindo satara no vale en andal ni batu e ke baga indo sarmo do ngo bosa kasin da kabu kinen do na ka satoma talilia satu to bate indo na satara no vale en del ninuku ni na tauna uda do gonen do mbui na liona dani na tamba kana vale kwa ia en vale sakali una no vale sabi mbuli en bi kenda turangir marama do bukin ngone lewa en abuno le bugo New Zealand na bosa ni kalwen de sarmo da na numati ko nga tuwa karo tu na niyong Methodist Christian Fellowship na bingarabi nondambula e na siyong pinaganyo ko. Community.